The Armed Forces Radio Service presents a lecture on the rotation. It's a lecture on points. How to get out of the take five, fellas. It's just the GI Journal.
Yes, sir, the G.I. Journal goes to press with such favorite reporters as Lucille Ball, Sterling Holloway, J. Carroll Nash, the Smart Set, Alvino Ray, and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc, yours truly, Harry Mitchell, and... Hello? You want to speak to this week's editor-in-chief of the G.I. Journal? Well, just a minute, I'll connect you with the editor himself, one of the greatest screen personalities in the business, and here he is, Mr. Alan Ladd.
Hello? Yes, this is the editor. What's that? Want to place an ad in the GI Journal? All right, just a minute, I'll get a pencil. Okay, go ahead. Soldier with large pinup collection will trade brand new lighter for 3 sleeping pills. Object? My dreams are getting better all the time. Okay, we'll print that right up. All right, let me see now. Where's my secretary? Oh, Lucille. Lucille Ball!
Here I am, Chief.
Still, I've got to talk to you. I feel terribly low today.
Why, Alan?
Because I'm an idiot first class.
Well, what are you kicking about? A promotion's a promotion. Now, come on, Alan. Tell Mama all about it.
All right, Mama. Make a lap?
Yeah.
No, huh? Well, it all started when I was invited to participate in a little game of chance with J. Carroll Nash.
Oh, you mean the fellow who spells his name like it should be pronounced Nash?
Yesh. I mean... yes. Whatever his name is, he took me to the cleaners.
I get it. The galloping ivories again, huh?
I refuse to answer that, but the next time I see an elephant, I'm going to punch him right in his trunk. I'll tell you one thing, though. It was the most unusual crap game you ever saw in your life.
Unusual? How?
Just civilians.
Oh.
That wasn't the odd thing about the game. We played with Nash's dice.
Uh-oh. You mean they were educated?
Educated? They were a brace of speckled quiz kids. Every time the cop on the beat passed the house, they'd scurry under the rug and lay there quivering.
Sounds like a nice game.
You know, I didn't really get suspicious until he made a certain point 3 times the hard way.
What was the point?
14.
Alan, how could he make a 14 the hard way?
2 deuces and a jack of hearts.
Well, it certainly was sharp of you to catch him cheating.
Oh, I've been around. Uh-huh. It all started as a friendly little game. He dropped a nickel down, and I faded him. And would you believe it, Lucille, from that first roll on, I couldn't get the dice away from him. Not any of them.
But just playing the nickels, you couldn't have been hurt much. What did you wind up losing?
$50,000. Adds up when you let it lay there.
Oh, but Alan, $50,000. Did you give him the whole thing in cash?
Not all of it.
How much?
Well, just that first nickel. Of course, I had to borrow that to get back home. Mm-hmm. Now you can see what a jam I'm in, Lucille.
Well, you don't have to worry too much, Alan. You know, there's a federal law that says you can't sue anybody for a gambling debt.
Lucille, a fella like J. Carroll Nash doesn't sue. He stabs.
Alan, lad, I'm surprised at you. Afraid of a puny little wretch like J. Carroll Nash.
Oh, wait a minute. Not so loud. He'll be here any minute. Of course, I'm not really afraid of him. In fact, when he does get here, I'm going to tell him that he's got to wait for his dough until I'm good and ready to pay it. Or else...
Or else what, rat? You heard me, or else what, rat?
Don't call me a rat, you rat.
No. Now, listen, rat, I'll bust... Hey, who is that swell-looking dame you had there?
Well, I'm this rat's mouth.
Oh. Well, I didn't know you were going to have company, lad.
Oh, I'm not company. I'm Alan's secretary. I just thought I'd stick around and try to make you comfortable.
Now, how could you make me comfortable?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I could bring you a grindstone for your knife or something.
knife, are you kidding? Listen, pretty, I ain't such a hard guy. No? Baby, you know what I got a big kick out of this morning?
A trip to the morgue?
No. I spent 2 hours at the interior decorators.
Interior decorators? You?
Yes, and I've just been in a tizzy trying to get the right shade of chintz for my curtains. Alan, darling, what do you think of Cerise?
Well, I don't know. I'm magenta boy myself.
Listen. I toyed with magenta for a while, but I'm afraid it would clash with my fuchsia throw rugs. Of course, my lampshades are chartreuse, dearie. I made them myself, you know.
Oh, you handy thing, you.
Well, you'll have to excuse me now, girls. I'm breaking in a new pipe.
Okay, Lucille, see you later.
Now, let's get down to business, lad. You owe me 50 grand, but I'm going to show you that I'm a sport. We'll throw one more roll for double or nothing.
With whose dice?
Mine.
How many?
Two, of course, and they're absolutely on the level.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I stole them off a house detective. Here, you can roll them yourself.
Okay. 100 grand or nothing. Here goes.
Shoot. Tough luck, sucker. Snake eyes, two aces.
Now look, Nash, I don't mind throwing crap, so when the dice lay there and laugh at me, it's time to quit.
Well, you owe me 100 grand, sucker, and you'd better get it up pronto.
I'm no Wetchel. I'll pay you the money, but you'll have to give me a little time.
How much time?
Well, till the Santa Anita handicap is run. I've got a horse going in that, and if it wins, I'll pay you the money right after the race.
Okay, but remember, if for some reason that horse of yours doesn't run in the race, he won't be the only thing that's scratched. As we say in French, au revoir.
Well, linking up the G.I. Journal musical rollers, it's three gals and a guy with a neat beat, singing the choo-choo polka. Here's the smart set.
Everybody's face, you see a smile as they dance the polka down the aisle. Boys and girls in moments so sublime, their hearts beating out in polka time. They kept singing and they wouldn't stop till the engineer blew his whistle and then he blew his top. But the old conductor knew that something was wrong. This never would do, cause the tempo needs revision. So he called to the engineer and fireman too. As they made their decision, the engine hopped and popped along with timing and precision to the boogie. As the choo-choo chugged along the railroad track, clickety-clack, clack, clack to the boogie. Engineer hollered, oh, dig me, Jack, while the choo-choo puffed along at eight to the track. But the passengers claimed that it was a dirty trick. They wanted to get back into that polka kick. So the conductor and the fireman and the engineer too decided that the boogie-woogie was taboo. And then the choo-choo polka down the track. No one cared when they were coming back.
On everybody sang this happy song
as the choo-choo polka right along. Moments flew cause it was woo-woo in time. Hearts were beating out in time. Everyone was jumping on the feet till the engineer blew his whistle and then he let off steam. The passengers were swinging in the groove. They didn't do the samba, wouldn't try the karaoke, but they danced the choo-choo polka.
Gee, I wish that jockey would get here. He's the only man in the country who can ride that vicious horse of mine.
Have other jockeys tried to ride it?
Yeah, sure, but no dice. It kicked the last jockey who tried it.
Oh, my goodness. Where'd it kick the poor man?
Well, I can't tell you, but every time he sits down, he leaves a hoof print.
Well, don't worry. Your troubles will be over when this jockey gets here.
Yeah, if he takes the job. That's where you come in, Lucilia. You've got to persuade him to ride my horse. Snuggle up to him. Put your arms around him.
Oh, but Alan, jockeys don't like women. They like horses.
Well, try it my way first. And if it doesn't work, whinny.
Oh. Okay, I'll do it your way, but I hope he doesn't give me a piece of sugar.
Oh, he's got to ride my horse, Lucille. He's the greatest jockey in the world. Nobody can handle horses like he does. Come in. It's my jockey.
Yeah, that's me. Sterling Holloway's in there.
Glad to see you, Sterling. This is Lucille Ball.
Wow. A filly.
Sterling, I understand you're the greatest jockey in the whole world.
Oh, I'm nothing of the kind.
Well, you're certainly the handsomest jockey I've ever seen.
Oh, I am not either. Am I?
You certainly are. In fact, I think you're the handsomest man I've ever seen.
Oh, Miss Ball, that's utterly ridiculous.
You know something, Sterling? I like you because you're so naive.
Oh, I'm not. I'm a wolf.
A wolf? I'll bet you don't even know about the birds and the bees.
Well, I know about the bees. I've never quite been able to figure it out with the birds.
I thought so. You're no wolf.
Oh, I am so. Because you know what I did last night at 11 o'clock?
What?
After everyone went to bed, I sneaked into the kitchen.
Yes?
And I peeked at the ladies' side of the laundry list. Yeah.
Well, Sterling, how about the big race Saturday? Will you ride, pony?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Ladd. Is your horse fast enough to get out in front and stay out in front?
Sure. Why do you ask?
Well, in the Kentucky Derby, I ran behind four horses all the way. And in the Preakness, I ran behind three horses all the way. And in the Belmont Handicap, I ran behind two horses all the way.
So what?
I'd like a change of scenery.
Well, don't worry. My horse is a great front runner. What about it? Will you ride him?
Well, I don't know. I'm still in the dark.
I'll give you $500 cash.
I'm still in the dark.
Sterling, I'll give you a big kiss right after the race.
I'm beginning to see the light.
Good, it's all set then. Come on, Lucille, we'll get to work on our sports page and announce that Sterling Holloway will be riding Thunderbolt in the big race. See you later, Sterling.
Goodbye, Sterling.
Bye. Gee, I can hardly wait for Saturday. Lucille Ball is going to give me a kiss after the race. It'll be so nice to be kissed by a woman instead of a horse for a chance. Lucille is so different from a horse. She looks so different. She acts so different. She smells so different. Oh, come in.
Where's Alan Ladd?
Mr. Ladd's inside. He's announcing that I'm going to ride his race in the big horse Saturday.
Oh.
In the big race Saturday.
Uh-huh, that's better. So you're going to be his jockey, huh?
Pardon me. I don't know who you are, but the word is jockey.
Well, I know who you are, and the word is jockey.
Gee, listen, mister. I happen to be the only jockey in the world that can handle Mr. Ladd's horse.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah.
Now, look, I got a horse hunting this race, too. How about you riding him?
Yeah, Mr. Ladd's paying me $500 to ride his horse.
All right, I'll make you a better proposition. I'll give you $200 to ride mine.
Well, what makes you think your $200 is a better proposition than his $500?
Well, brother, you'll live to spend it.
Oh, you mean you're so anxious for Mr. Ladd to lose that race that you'd go to the trouble of killing me?
In your condition, how much trouble can that be?
Well, I mean, well, you can't scare me, mister. I could lick you with one hand tied.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see you start something.
You haven't got one hand tied.
Now, look, kid, take a tip from me. Stay off Alan Ladd's horse.
Yeah, why should I?
How'd you like to be wrapped up in a nice, heavy gunny sack, chains put around you and clothes in a block of cement, and then dumped into the deepest river in the state?
It wouldn't make any difference. My draft board would find me anyway.
Now, listen, kid. You're fooling around with the wrong customer. Maybe this will give you an idea.
Hey, a gun.
Yeah, that's right. I know how to use it, too. Here, put the cigarette in your mouth. I'll show you how I use a little expert marksmanship.
Oh, okay. See, it's in my mouth. Gee! You hit me in the leg.
Of course I did. What'd you think? I was going to shoot a hole in a cigarette these days? Now, let that be a lesson to you.
Now to G.I. Journal's Song of the Week department and another original song written by one of you men overseas and mailed to us here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to send that song right back to you is your singing pinup girl, Miss Connie Haynes.
Hello there. This is Connie in G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week department, and the Armed Forces Radio Service previews another new tune from overseas. And tonight's song is Alone in a Crowd, words and music by Private First Class Guy J. Frank, APO 339. So here's your song, Private Frank.
Well, there's only one thing to do. I'm going to get mad at you.
Get out of town. After living here 20 years, I can't.
Why not?
Well, I'm just about to get a room.
Well, then somebody's got to ride that horse of yours. Say, I have an idea. Suppose I ride him.
No, he wouldn't be able to keep his mind on a race. Besides, if I hired a woman jockey, I'd get Gypsy Rose Lee. She might not win her place, but she'd be sure to show.
Well, I have a surprise for you, Alan. I've sent for the world's greatest jockey. He should be here any minute.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. He's been riding horses all his life, and now he's in the Army.
Riding horses all of his life, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What outfit's he with?
Well, naturally, the infantry.
And you say he'll be here any minute? Boy, I'm saved.
That must be him. Come in.
How do you do? May I introduce you? I'm General Current and Lieutenant Sergeant Private Sad Sack.
Sack, you may be the man I'm looking for. Have you spent much time around horses?
Have I spent? We worked the biggest stable. I worked in the finest stable. I worked in the most important stable. I worked in the. What's the matter? Haven't you got a nose?
Alan, the Sack's last job was with Valdina Farm Stables, the biggest racing stable in the world.
Oh, really, Sack? What kind of work did you do with the Valdina horses?
Well, I trained I exercised. When they ran, I rode the just hand me a pitchfork.
Hey, Lucille, are you sure this boy's a great jockey?
Oh, I'm a wonderful jockey. You see, I've ridden horses like I used to drive a milk wagon.
Well, I need a jockey, but I got to make sure the kid's a clean liver. Do you drink, Sack?
Who, me? Well, I never touch it. I can't stand it. I took an oath when I was a baby. You say, I hate whiskey. radishes.
That sounded like a W.C. Fields radish. That isn't too important. What you gotta promise me is that you won't go out at night with women.
I won't go out at night with you. Every night I'll stay home with that. Every night I'll sit there. But oh, those afternoons.
Alan, I'll find out whether women are his weakness. Come on over here, Sacky, and sit next to me.
No.
Oh, come on, Sacky. Sit next to me.
I don't wanna.
Oh, Sacky, sit next to me. I won't lay a hand on you.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, we gotta take a chance on this guy. There's no one else to ride my horse. Sack, be at Santa Anita tomorrow at 1:30.
Oh, okay, boss.
But remember, if you don't win that race, I'm going to work on you with a flamethrower.
Flamethrower?
But if you do win the race, Sacky, I'm going to put my arms around you and just smother you with kisses.
Holy gee, either way, there'll be smoke coming out of my ears.
And now here's a musical treat by Alvino Ray and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra. It's Sentimental Journey.
Thank you.
the day of the big race, folks. A great crowd is here to see the $100,000 handicap. The horses are coming out of the track right now. Here comes number one, J. Carroll Nash's great horse, Blue Streak, with Sterling Holloway up. Now here's Alan Ladd's Thunderbolt with Sad Sack up. And here comes another horse. I don't know who it is. I can only see the back of it. I'm sorry, it's... pardon me, madam. Well, the horses are at the post. They're ready to go. They're off!
Come on, Thunderbolt. They went that away. Giddy up. Attaboy, Thunderbolt. You can do it. Now keep going, boy. Now watch it. There's a sharp turn ahead. Just swing around your No. Swing to your Well, anyway, watch the never mind, we're past it. And now you're starting to move, Thunderbolt. We're catching the other horses. Look, we're seventh. Attaboy, we're fifth. We're third. We're second. We're third. We're fifth. We're seventh. It's Thunderbolt. Get off your knees. Come on. This is no time to look for a collar button. That's a fine race you ran, Thunderbolt. You finished dead last. Where did Alan Ladd ever get a horse like you anyway, huh?
With the blue of the night.
Well, that's about 3-0 for now, fellas. But before we wind it up, I want to thank our star reporters for a fine addition. Lucille Ball, Sterling Holloway, J. Carroll Nash, Smart Set, Harry Mitchell, Alvino Ray, and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra. And, of course, Private Sad Sack, Mel Blanc. This is Alan Ladd saying, so long, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.